standing in the street near Oxford Circus, listening to harmonica player Errol Linton. Stop whatever it is you're doing, and by the looks of everybody, intensive Christmas shopping in the chaos and mayhem of London, how can you not just stop to enjoy a blues interlude? Tomorrow is the longest day, and everything starts getting lighter after that. Winter equinox tomorrow. Today it's dreary, it's wet, everybody's got their head down thinking, shopping, already weighed down with bags, and yet these guys are kind of slowly sucking people out of their blinkered in one way missions and pulling them over, and they're stopping, they're smiling, they're taking their phones out to take photos, shoot video. And they probably have no idea who they're listening to. This is, I think it's fair to call him the famous Brixton blues harmonica player, Errol Linton. Famous for being a street musician above anything else, but obviously because of how good he is at what he does, and just glorious blues interlude to see me on my way. I'm going underground now. I'll have my headphones on. And on those headphones in the not too distant future will be some of his music, because I've just, instead of sticking a quid in his hat, I've I bought a CD for a tenner. It's called Errol Linton, Mama Said, and I look forward to hearing some more of his harmonica goodness. Kudos to the double bass player as well, who is sweating buckets. He doesn't look like the kind of man that would normally run a marathon, but he's doing one right now through his fingertips. I don't know the guy's name, unfortunately, but Errol Linton, give him a Google. Wonderful, wonderful. Best thing I've seen in London today by far. We should make spaces like this compulsory. If I was designing a city or a town, I mean, they've got hardly any space. What they're doing with that space is amazing. We should have little alcoves where musicians can set up and just play. Travelling musicians, passers through, regulars all have their own spots. This is street culture, street art, street performance. It's the only piece of, I don't know, kind of touching humanity in a street which is just facade after facade of shop, logo, brand, and yeah, they're selling stuff, but it's optional. You can still enjoy the value of the music without parting with your cash. But I know where the value lies in this busy shopping street. And it's with these guys giving some free tunes.